Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me for this live broadcast on January 6th, 2020. Happy New Year to you, happy decade, and happy new era. It is certainly a time of new energies coming in, coming out. As I do this show, we are in the middle of eclipse season, very big energies, and a lot is pulsing through the galaxy right now, and perhaps you're even feeling that pulsing and quickening of energies that are coming in to move us forward. In today's show, we're going to talk about some of the bigger energetic themes that are unfolding throughout 2020. I'm going to be talking about cognitive dissonance and why that is going to be such a big theme around the planet. We're going to talk about the energetic turnovers that are happening now as more things are revealed and brought out, as well as the rising light on the planet. So all very big themes, all correlate to the astrology of our times, and all something that we can be aware of so that we can remain in our power and our choices. Now, at a soul level, we each chose to be here. We said, yes, I want to participate in this grand experience of big energies, and I want to show up so that I can heal and work through what is essential to me. And so at a soul level, we each chose to be here. Some people chose in this lifetime to have many themes to work with and heal. It could be a very big lifetime at a soul level. I could feel that you even have more challenges or more hardships than others. But there is nothing to compare here. In fact, when you begin to compare, you've just stepped out of your power. There is no need to compare what you're going through versus what another person is going through. Instead, what you want to do is look at why you chose certain lessons, themes, experiences, why they are essential to you in this lifetime, and what you're here to learn and gain. Now, a lot of people could feel that they only have one dominant theme in this lifetime, or perhaps three themes that they're focused on. It's different for all of us, and our astrological chart reveals this. It reveals what we came here to complete karmically, to move away from, how we're here to grow in a new direction. And these themes show up through your south node, which is where you came from, past life energies, what is comfortable, what is natural, and your north node in your natal chart. And that north node being what you're developing and learning, what you're here to gain strength in that feels like it's outside of a comfort zone. So these are two important points in your chart, your south node and your north node. And then you also would look at where your energies are showing up in your natal chart to help you love and accept yourself. And there are many reasons why we choose to incarnate here in the physical world. This is certainly not an easy experience at times. It is a very big jolt from the unconditional love, peace, and compassion that is our soul's innate energy. And when we come in and we all of a sudden open up to all these other experiences, just being in the body, the emotional world and the span of emotions that we feel in our lives, the interactions with other people and relationships, and maybe those are healthy or unhealthy, all the things that those bring up for us. And then on it goes with all the other elements of our lives, our financial situation, what we believe is important to us, our career, our job. There's a lot that we work with in the physical realms, but we always travel with our soul. We always are connected to our higher self, and we always have a connection to God, Source, Spirit, the universe. But it's our free will that must choose to strengthen those connections and to integrate them into our daily life. And I feel that at this time, it's more important than ever to really look at your spiritual health and to look at where you are at with your spiritual growth and what you believe that supports you. And this is a very personal question. There is a lot that we learn that we learn from other people, from our families, from belief systems, from religion, from churches, communities, cultures, etc. But what is really the most important is not what you learn, but what you choose. And so what are you choosing that resonates with you now, that supports you, that feels powerful, that feels strong, that feels like you are loved simply for being here? Because this focal point on your spiritual health is going to strengthen you and always going to be a safe place to go no matter what is transpiring or unfolding in the world at large. We have very big astrology happening on the planet throughout 2020. It is rare. It is powerful. It's once-in-a-lifetime energies, and they continue into 2021, 2022, 2023. And the energies are big for 7 or 8 years. 7 or 8 years. And it's funny because before I did this podcast episode, I got the image of feeling exhausted. Like you ran a marathon and you just want to splay out on the grass and do nothing and stare at the sky and just take a moment, take a breath, you know, feel grounded and to feel like you can relax, because the energies of the past number of years have been very potent. Very, very big in terms of the healing cycles, the karmic themes, the big things that we could not escape from. You know, you had to go through certain lessons. You had to understand certain things about yourself and your choices and your life. And you had to keep showing up, you know, even when you wanted to hide or take a break or put up the do not disturb sign, there was still more energies coming through. I mean, it's been very intense, very intense. But know that it is important to have a daily practice that allows you to find a peace, a place to let go of the intensity. And as I say this, I realize, of course, it's going to be different for every single one of us, depending on your lifestyle, your commitments, and what's happening in your world. I'm seeing the importance of exercise, and you know, it's the hiking, the biking, the walking, the, you know, the burpees, the planks, whatever you do to relieve stress and anxiety. It's the ability to get good sleep. And we know this, you know, but it's more important than ever because there's so much we're feeling when we're awake that the brain, not to mention your emotional body and your physical body, need the downtime, need to sleep, need the really deep rest. And I just feel like this is more important than ever because of how the energies are going to continue to pick up in the year and years ahead. Throughout 2020, we're going to see Pluto in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, and Jupiter in Capricorn do a dance back and forth in this part of your chart that is all about your world commitments, your responsibilities, what you are achieving, what you're building, where you're going, and revealing at the same time what no longer works, what is complete, what is either being destroyed or has been destroyed, what you're no longer meant to put energy towards, and where you're taking this new path that is in higher alignment. And I'm seeing it as these two roads that are basically, it's like a double-decker road where there's the lower road and the higher road, and you feel that desire for the higher road, and yet at the same time, simultaneously, there are other responsibilities that have to be tended to. So it's like this split between the 3D and the 5D, or the sense of your energy needing to be in two places and the overwhelm that can cause for a little bit. People move through this at different speeds, so you could feel like your energy is split for the first 3 or 4 months of the year, and then you are fully on this higher path. So I feel like all this Capricorn energy, as it's been doing for a while now, is it's bringing in the clarity of what is really working for you and what you are really working for. Capricorn energy is about a mastery. It's about a sense of what is important and where you are wanting to direct your life. All very big themes. And part of what's happening now is that since so many people are feeling these energies, there is a big turnover in multiple areas of our life. And that can happen at a very local level. I'm feeling it, when I say local, I mean people changing jobs, you know, saying, okay, I was a bank teller and now I need to move on to health coaching, or I did this work for so long and now I want to go into nursing. Or it's like people are moving on from one role into another role, and that's because of how the energies are turning over at an individual level. And then I feel that there are these bigger energies turning over on the planet. Now, one of the things that has been happening for a number of decades and even centuries is that the Earth has been experiencing many layers of lower density energies that have been kept hidden. They have been shrouded in the secrecy. And I'm just going to let you read between the lines, because people have different places that they're at with information and understanding. And people listen to this show at different levels of consciousness. So everyone kind of has a different place that they hear this information. And so the essential thing to understand is that it's time right now for a very big turnover in what is right for the planet. And there have been many things kept secret out of fear, but also out of power and control. And Pluto is all about the dynamics of power and control and how that is used. And is it used with integrity, or is it used to manipulate? Is it used in a healthy manner or unhealthy manner, if you wanted to put it in broad terms? And so what we're seeing now with all this focal point energy on Capricorn is that there are cycles that are ending. And the imagery that I've been receiving about this is about a baby in a breech position. And that means that the baby, you know, a baby is meant to exit the birth canal with its head down. And when it's in a breech position, it's upside down, essentially. And the energy on the planet has been upside down. And what we thought was right is wrong, and what we thought was wrong is right. This also coincides with the rise of astrology. Astrology has been used for many, many decades and centuries by very powerful people. And that's because it works. But it's been told to the masses that it's evil, it's witchcraft, it's an occult thing. Well, occult means secret or hidden. And it's been given all this messaging to make it a very negative thing. Well, it's not. It just has been sold that way to create fear so that you wouldn't tap into your power, so that you wouldn't know what they know, quote unquote, what they know. And it couldn't be used for your own empowerment. Well, this is just one example of how that tide is changing and how astrology is rising in people's curiosity and in their desire to understand what astrology is about. So what starts to happen is that what has been hidden comes up to be revealed. And these are the times we're living in. This is why it's quite exciting to be here during this great awakening, to understand what is ready to come out. And what typically happens is something called cognitive dissonance. And this is an understanding that what you believe isn't matching up with reality. And this happens when we experience something shocking and jolting. There is this disbelief that occurs. And what's part of this energy here of 2020 and beyond is the cognitive dissonance around the reality of life and what's really been happening, or who people really are, or who we have idealized or looked up to. And cognitive dissonance is where you start to question what you were told, what you've been sold, what you thought, what you believed, because you're seeing that it's not true, or that a lot has been hidden. Incomplete information is coming through. So one example would be when there is an internal discomfort around two realities or two belief systems that don't seem to fit. So it could be someone who has a very deep religious background, who is curious about astrology, but they've been told astrology is bad, it's witchcraft, it's all these negative things, and yet they're seeing that astrology is valid and that it keeps proving itself, and that there is something to be said for these energies and cycles, even if they completely don't understand it. So there's this gap between one thing that you've been taught versus the new other thing that is not matching up with that information. And some people can go to different extremes with this information or this place of discomfort. You know, they can make one thing very bad or very evil in order to avoid the discomfort. Cognitive dissonance is going to be big in 2020 and beyond, because people are going to start seeing new information. New things come forward about individuals and people that conflicts with who they thought they were. And one of the main examples I was given was Bill Cosby and the imagery that was portrayed on screen and the Cosby Show, the comedian, you know, the public image, right? And then the fact that all of these horrible assaults were happening at the same time. Well, there's a part of us that finds it so shocking to think, oh, well, I saw him in this way, but this was the truth of his behavior. And part of what we're moving through is we're bridging this gap. We're bridging this gap between somebody's 3D persona, public image, and their 5D energy. This is part of spiritual growth. This cognitive dissonance shows up when you've bought into a 3D perception of somebody. Then you start to expand your understanding of energy and soul growth and consciousness, and you get a new understanding of who they are energetically. And so this is a very interesting dynamic that comes up when we undergo big life changes, such as these energies of 2020. There's going to be some very big revelations that aren't going to fit in with who you thought somebody was, or what you thought they stood for, or what you thought they were about. And it can result in extreme anger. And that's part of the energy of 2020. As Mars goes into Aries and stays in Aries for a number of months, and then squares the planets in Capricorn, which is anger at what was created, the leadership, the lack of integrity, you know, what someone showed themselves to be, but they're not really that person at all. And that sense of anger that you bought the Kool-Aid, you drank the Kool-Aid. So this is all part of the energies of 2020. It's also part of spiritual growth. And if you can look at it from that perspective, you'll be kinder to yourself and to others, that the jolting revelations are helping us see with new eyes. And in fact, to not see with eyes, but to see with energy. And that takes time and development and something that not everyone is able to do. But what we're understanding is how everyone is here at a soul level, moving through lessons, healing, themes, challenges, karma, choices, and they do so with their free will, which is one of the main themes of being human. You have your free will to do what you want to do. And so we're looking at our own free will and how we can maintain our own power during some tumultuous bumps. There is often a justification that comes along with cognitive dissonance, and that's to help relieve any anxiety about the inconsistencies in beliefs. And it's something that people move through in different ways, at different speeds, at different levels. If you have a need for something to be very consistent in your life and reliable, then the inconsistencies can be more stressful. And these energies would be associated with the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, the fixed signs that want something to be very reliable and known and fixed. Whereas the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, are very much okay with choices and possibilities and this or that. So people work through these energies in very different ways. But it's important to understand that what's happening here is that we are rising up to a new place in our understanding of the world. And that's also part of these Capricorn themes. Capricorn is a cardinal sign. It's an earth sign. And it's here to start a new world consciousness at its highest expression. It's how we understand the workings of the world, and now we're being asked to take it seriously, understand what has been happening, what has been unfolding, and to hold people accountable, to hold individuals responsible, and then to use that responsibility in our own lives and to say, well, this is how I'm going to choose to show up. And this is what I'm going to do to maintain my integrity and walk in my authority amongst chaos. So this is what we can do at an individual level. And of course, looking at your natal chart at where these Capricorn energies are showing up is where you're going to see this area of life really being reworked for you, where you're really being pushed to be in your mastery. You can still sign up for the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinars that I have there. It's for the whole year, by the way. It's a webinar that's designed for you to reference throughout this year. And if you use the code RARE, you can get it for $25, okay? So it's a webinar for the whole year to show you what you are mastering at a soul level, what you are working through, and how you are contributing to this grand energetic turnover. So we have some very big energies that are once in a lifetime and requiring us to move into some new energies at a soul level. And that's also why we're here. We're here to experience this. We're here to essentially make a leapfrog jump at a soul level and to move into higher awareness and higher consciousness of our life and of what we can create in our reality. Now, I feel like this Capricorn energy has been requiring a lot of us. And depending on how you work with these energies will depend on how it's felt for you and how it's manifested in your world. Keep in mind that another understanding of Capricorn is the elders. And I spoke of this in last Wednesday's podcast. That's the January 1st to January 8th weekly podcast. And how there are new energies coming forward from the elders, from mentors, from those who have knowledge and experience, who can move us through these very tumultuous times. And I got that visual of five elders coming through, sitting at a table, working with you. And these could be from your own family lineage. They could be grandparents. They could be elders from other cultures or other experiences in other lifetimes. It's very personal. But I feel this energy so strongly as a reminder that you are supported in the changes that you're here to make at this time as well as throughout the year. One of the bigger picture reasons of why we have such support right now is because those who are awake and conscious of energies, those who are interested in their own spiritual growth as well as their soul growth, you are being given an opportunity now to rise up in the Capricorn archetypes of light. And the Capricorn archetypes of light are associated with the energies of a queen, a crone, the energy of rulership and a king, the energy of how you are responsible in the world for yourself and others. I feel it as a queen energy, and I feel it as the energy of living through many experiences that have shaped you, that you understood, maybe even through the hard way, what was filtered out, you know, what became clearer, what became known that now solidifies you. And I feel this energy as a rising, it's a rising royalty, but not modern royalty. And I don't mean any disrespect, but it's not modern royalty, which is a very different thing these days. There is a rise in the true essence of being regal and being aware of others in your community, others in your family, others in your life, and having the desire to be supportive and responsible, to take care of others in a way that allows them to step into their mastery. This feels like the energy of a regal ruler who has seen many things. Again, that experience. It's not a young energy. It's the mature energy. And there's a sense of, I'm seeing a lot of contracts and treaties and things that have been agreed to and signed, but only because they are the right thing to do, because they are important, because they are for the best and the betterment of others. It's interesting. I'm actually getting a flashback here of my own life. I'm just going to share with you a personal anecdote of when I lived in Paris and I worked at the U.S. Embassy, and I worked for one of the ambassadors. There's three ambassadors in France, and I worked for one of the ambassadors. And she was very astute and very clear about behaviors in her office. And there were a lot of behaviors in her office and a lot of politics, as one would assume. But she could see people. And she had this knowingness about the games that were being played and what was happening. And there were times when she needed to take care of something because the president was doing it, or because she had orders from someone else, an organization, and she had to agree to it. I remember her saying, I know I need to sign this for what has been decided, but I don't personally agree with it. And that's one of my struggles in this role. And that is an interesting little flashback here around the Capricorn energy of where we have to take care of business. We have to do certain things because it's the right thing to do. And in her position, she didn't always have a big say. Ambassadors are appointed. There are politics involved. They can be retracted at any time. They get a call from the president and they have to come home. There's many things at play within that role. And so she knew how to navigate it wisely. And she knew what was essential and what was not. You know, where you make a fuss and where you don't, where you speak up, where you don't. That's part of this game right now that you could be feeling in your own life. You have to be clear about what is worth your energy, what is worth your time, where you speak up, where you don't, and where you do so with wisdom. And you do so from a place of understanding the bigger picture. The bigger picture. Now, in your natal chart, Mercury is how you think, understand, and perceive information. So you have your natal Mercury. Mercury in Virgo, Mercury in Sagittarius, Mercury in Capricorn. And that's how you think and process information. And then any aspects to your Mercury are essentially energies coming towards your mind, energy coming towards your brain. And so if you have trines to your Mercury, then that's support for your thoughts and ideas and how you communicate. The oppositions could feel like some kind of back and forth. That opposition could feel like that mental volleyball that your Mercury perhaps is being opposed by Neptune, and Neptune takes away the details or confuses the thoughts, but it can also lead to new inspirations and very artistic energy. Or your Mercury could have a square from another planet. If it's a square from Saturn, that can be a heaviness. That can be requiring more time. That could be needing your own space to think things through. So there's all these different ways that the natal Mercury is influenced in your natal chart. And then that is how your mind receives and processes information in the world. So that's part of this theme of the cognitive dissonance, how you think, how you process information, and how your Mercury works with that. So it could be interesting to look more into your natal Mercury. Now, the other important planet here as we move through 2020 will be your natal moon. And your moon is how you receive. It's how you receive energy, receive feelings. It's what you pick up on in the world. Some people can have a very strong moon, making them perhaps more empathetic, more intuitive, more aware of an environment. Some people can have the mental moon, which is a moon in an air sign, which is very much wanting to talk it out, write it out, have a way to process what they think. You could have a moon in a fire sign, which is very inspired and motivational, energetic, perhaps impulsive. It needs movement in order to understand how it feels. It can be quick to anger. You could have your moon in an earth sign, which is more practical, realistic. Perhaps it needs to sit with how it feels. It needs time. It needs space. The earth signs tend to check in with reality and understand what they see as reality. And then the moon in water signs would actually be related to that first example around you pick up a lot of feelings. You pick up what's in the ethers, so to speak. You can really process things deeply through your feelings, and you could pick up on other people's feelings too. So this is just a quick rundown of some of the energies associated with moon signs, but you want to understand your moon sign very much this year because it's how you're going to be processing and receiving the energies around you, what you pick up on, and also perhaps what you need time to sit with. So as you understand your moon and your Mercury you're going to be better connected to how you process information and the energy around you. As you understand where this strong Capricorn energy is happening in your chart, you're going to see where the energetic turnovers are happening for you, where your life is changing permanently, where you're stepping into a new place of development and growth, and where you're also being guided to access wisdom of experience. And again, this is where I feel this council of five elders traveling with us, or sitting with us to help us stay in integrity, in our authority, and to know that things take time to work out and work through. And this is a very big energetic turnover. It's going to happen in many waves. There's a lot coming through that's going to keep rolling us. The turbulence is meant to help clear out some of these denser, darker, stagnant energies that have already served their time and served their purpose, so to speak, and they need to move on. So know that it can be messy. There's a lot around this year that is very emotional, very energetically active, that can feel confusing, that can bring up some very deep fears. But those deep fears are something that you can take a hold of and that you're meant to work with powerfully. These energies are going to work with us each differently, depending on our place of information, you know, what you're aware of and what you know about what is unfolding in the world. And it's going to hit some people a lot harder than others. So we do need to remain in that place of compassion and try to not come across as a know-it-all, or try not to sound like you knew everything that was happening and how could you not know. No. None of that's needed, right? It could be how you feel, but this is something that we're all in together. And these big events that are coming through and coming out are going to shake some people in a very big way. I think it also pertains to a bigger question that you could spend a lifetime sitting with. And that question is, what is it in our psyche that looks to idealize people? And that could be something that relates to religious programming or cultural ideals, if you're raised with certain belief systems. But I'm asking more the bigger question about the human experience. And why do we have this deeper programming to idealize others or to look up to some people because of their status or their appearance, their looks, their talents? There's a separation within us that looks to find the best in others. This happens at different degrees for different people. But it is, of course, the notion of celebrity and being perhaps seen as special. Perhaps it is our desire to look for God, look for spirit, look for something outside of ourselves for confirmation of who we are. Perhaps it has to do with what we want to be and the desire to be better, or the desire to grow, the desire to improve ourselves and to look at someone else who seems to have what we want and we aspire to be like them or to emulate them. But these are interesting things to think about, because as soon as we start to compare, we step out of our own power. And so there's, of course, a difference between comparing and admiring. Where you can admire someone's gifts, you can admire their talents, and you could see the best in them, but you do so realistically. So part of the energy of this year with the cognitive dissonance and the energetic turnovers is the revelations of people's truths and who they really are
outside of a public persona or how they have been idealized or how they have been loved and worshipped because of their beauty, etc. We're stepping into an era of higher consciousness that's based on energy and seeing with energy, understanding the energetics. And that's where the flip is going to happen. That's where the flip is going to occur, because there's going to be an understanding of the deeper energies driving some people that have been hidden, shrouded, covered up. And as we raise our consciousness and we become more awakened to the truth of the world, that veil is lifted, because energy does not lie. And it is the time of bigger cycles revealing bigger truths. And our responsibility is to remain in our own integrity with it, to honor our own emotional experience, to honor what we're feeling and what comes up, to do so in a healthy manner, and to know that it's part of a big cycle that the earth is ready for and humanity is ready for. So I hope that this gives you some good things to understand about yourself, as well as the bigger themes of this year. I hope it helps you look at perhaps how you've dealt with big events in your life in the past, and perhaps to look at, well, what was my emotional process with that, or what did I need in terms of time to think it through? You know, did I need time to go sit by the lake? Did I need time in the library? Did I need to talk it out? How do you process big change? How do you work with it? And know that that is something to know in yourself. And the more that you know that, the more that you're in your power and you can make the best possible changes for yourself as well. So we are certainly moving through big energies. And as I do this live podcast, it is eclipse season. I do have videos for you on YouTube talking about the Cancer full moon lunar eclipse. And I do have a monthly webinar for you all about the energies of January and how it's showing up for you. So you can find more information about all of those things below this podcast episode. I will be back on Wednesday with another live show where we'll talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead and look at how big these energies are as we begin a new decade. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. And I hope to see you back here on Wednesday for our next show. In the meantime, wishing you the very best as we move through January 2020.